is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the Huge Show across Michigan. And this is for all the football fans. And I'm sure you all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game. But with the latest no-brainer from the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Just use code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin a statewide radio journey on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. In Detroit, you can hear us on 93.5, 99.1 FM, and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar. And they were roaring yesterday. Superfly Hayes told me his father, lifelong Lions fan, Hammer and Hank Hayes, after Campbell went for it, Superfly has given me the exact quote. This was after Campbell went for that 4th-and-1. This is from Hank Hayes, and Brett texted it to me. I'm done that blankety-blank, inexperienced blankety-blank. Just cost them the win. They are blankety-blank-ing the season. Tank, tank, tank. No thank you, Hammer and Hank Hayes. So, I text Brett back and I go, hey, man, you know, everybody feels that way right now. It's obvious Campbell looks inexperienced calling the plays on the sidelines. It looks like they're going to lose. And then the Vikings go into prevent defense like they're up 2 touchdowns. And they're letting the Lions go right down the field. And on the final play of the game, Goff, a day that will live in football infamy, throws a TD pass. And when you look at the replays, the Minnesota DBs are back at the end zone. What were they thinking? What was Zimmer, their coach, thinking? It was some of the worst coaching I've ever seen. But you know what? The Lions got a win, and they deserve it. And they also deserve the right to do the 24 hours of celebrating that you're not going to go 0-16-1, and that monkey's off your back. So here's the follow-up text. This is the funny part from Superfly Hayes and his dad, Hammer and Hank Hayes, after the win. Bill, my dad wanted me to say this to you, and this is Brett talking to me on the text. And this is Hammer and Hank Hayes, who just gave me the other text 15 minutes earlier, if that. I will never give up on my team. That is Hammer and Hank Hayes. So I congratulate the Lions and Goff and Campbell. And then I really go back and I always run through the games on the DVR just to kind of double check where I'm at. And Zimmer was playing like he was up 14. No pressure. So there's a couple things I learned watching this that maybe could help the Lions maybe win at Denver, beat Atlanta, both road games though. That when there's more protection for Goff, he throws a better ball, obviously. And when there's more tempo and hurry up, and they're throwing the ball down the field, he's a better quarterback. I mean, these are pretty obvious things. And to me, yeah, you're excited because they're 1-10-1, but they're still 1-10-1. And why didn't the coaching staff address all this? They watch the same games we do. They watch it more than we do. They get 19 different angles compared to what we get. I'm happy for them. People are like, oh, you're rooting for them. No, I'm not rooting for them to lose. Matter of fact, I tweeted this out this morning that I would take the Lions finishing 3-3 in their final six and picking third or fourth than I would them going 0-16-1 or 1-15-1 and having the top pick. Because I'd rather believe that a coaching staff that found a way to finish strong carries momentum more than place and hope, whether it's Hutchinson or Thibodeau or whoever, that you're going to do the Lions circle of life and you're going to hope the draft pick saves the day. How many rookies have changed NFL seasons? I mean, that list is pretty, and I'm just going off the top of my head, that list is pretty small. But how many coaches, new coaches, have flipped teams? So that's the most important thing to me. It is. And I know, hey, I get Hutchinson, and I'm looking at Saturday night, and I'm watching the game. Superfly stopped by Eastern Hall. I mean, we have friends there. 10 Faces of Mohawk, my buddy, a Michigan fan. When I was driving in the beginning, he's like, oh, that's it, man. This game's over. There's no way I can't stop the tight end. 10 minutes later, greatest Michigan team I've ever seen. What about that performance? Have you seen some of the video of Hutchinson? Just beast mode. They whip their butts. And what about 42 points for Tate Myrie? The kid killed at Oxford High School trying to disarm the shooter. Football number 42. What about that? Huh? How about that? That's goosebump stuff, isn't it? And when his family is there at the coin toss at the Big Ten and Iowa and Michigan allowed that to happen, that his family is right there midfield coin toss. And what about the Vikings putting the 42 Oxford High decal on their helmets, or Cousins, who's a Michigan native out of Holland for our listeners on WHTC? What about him wearing the Oxford t-shirt? You know, and I will say for Dan Campbell, I like the dude. I really do. And the way they gave the game ball to Oxford and a little piece of comfort, what everybody did, that is, it's why I love sports. It's really the biggest joy I've had, and it'll be 30 years on April 15th, 2022, of doing a sports radio show all across the country. But my greatest joy has been the celebration of life and never forgetting those who were brave, the heroes. And it could be a Tate Myrie. It can be somebody who served this country. It can be law enforcement. It can be a coach who battled cancer. It gets so many different stories I've come across, and they're connected to sports. So for the Lions to get that W, for Oxford and everybody to be hashtag Oxford strong on that Saturday night in Indy, it shows the unity that sports in Michigan and America can bring together. That being united isn't as hard as it seems on Twitter, Facebook, and no matter if you're on the left side or right side of the political aisle or dial, that we can unite. And I've always said this. It's a shame it takes a tragedy to bring us together. It is. It is shameful that we need wake-up calls like that. It is. And just the way Michigan and the Lions and the Vikings and all of you on Twitter and Facebook, the good side of Twitter and Facebook, all of you standing with Oxford, Michigan, Oxford High School, all of us feeling their pain, Because you know what? Those who have kids think about, what if that was at my school? And for Tate Myrie and his family, think about that week for them. Less than a week. The previous Saturday, Tate Myrie was visiting Toledo on a junior football visit, shared the photo on Twitter, and a week later, his family is standing at midfield honoring his legacy because he was gunned down at Oxford High School. And they're at midfield at the Big Ten championship game with Michigan. And that the Vikings and the Lions would honor Oxford and Tate Myrie. And a lot of us have never even been to Oxford. When this happened, I had to look it up, Oakland County, east side of the state. And then I found out that they have a pretty darn good athletic department and a history of success. And I have to tell you something that I shared that I saw tweeted out by, I think it was Oxford Wrestling from earlier today. And it was, the words are words to live by and guide us. So Oxford Wrestling, which, you know, they've had a lot of success on the east side of the state. So there's a picture of Tate Myrie, and Oxford Wrestling tweets out, he left us a map. It's right here in our brother Tate's own words. This is exactly how we are going to build back. Does anyone remember that oddly long and cleansing December 5th rain we had yesterday? Read the map again. Time to rise and grind, Oxford, hashtag rise up, hashtag blue bloods. And this is a quote from Tate Myrie. And this is, I may cry reading it. A picture of him in his, you know, number 42 jersey for Oxford, a running back. In the rain, this is where we live. Rain is just like Oxford football. Tough, muddy, everything. Everything about us is tough. We didn't quit. We came back. We grinded. Worked every day. We trust each other. We love each other. And we just started building week by week by week. And here we are. Tate Myrie. Wow. And in the rain, and they were talking about, depending on where you're at in the state, some got snow, some got freezing rain. But you had the rain. Meanwhile, the Lions are wearing the decals on their helmets, the t-shirts warming up. Moment of silence before the game, the night before the Big Ten championship. I thought Fox also paid tribute in a classy way to those in Oxford. And I never feel good about a tragedy, but I'll tell you, I know our country, I know our state, I know our cities, I know our counties, I know our schools, even two NFL teams, one playing for their playoff spot or hoping to, and another trying to find their first win. I know we can come together. I do. I do. And if you believe what the media and Facebook spin and tell you, or Twitter and the slants, then you don't get what I'm saying. So God bless everybody in Oxford. And I've been thinking, you know, way down the road right now, but way down the road, I want to be there for that first Oxford football game. I want to be there that week. I want to figure out a way where we can, they got a lot of scholarship fundraising they're doing in the name of Tate for kids at that school. But it's a really, you need to let Oxford heal too. And figure out a way where we all can help in a from the heart, real capacity. And that all tied in, man, to our weekend. Think about it. We're talking about Michigan beating Iowa. They're in the Final Four. We're watching Selection Sunday. They get Georgia. I don't think they were ripped off by Alabama being number one, folks. You saw what Alabama did to Georgia. And Alabama has some quality wins, even though they have the bad Texas A&M loss. So I'm fine with Alabama 1, Michigan 2. It's Georgia at 3 that Georgia, to me, should have been 4, to be honest. Cincinnati had a better win at Notre Dame, better than any win Georgia had. And now it's Michigan, Georgia, 8 p.m. New Year's Eve. A lot of people are like, great. Now I got the wife and the girlfriend, New Year's Eve. What are we going to do? I can't go to a sports bar. Oh, I love you, honey. And what if we got to do the toast and the kiss on the ball drop at midnight, but they're in the first overtime between Michigan and Georgia? What do I do? I got the angel and the devil. Kiss her. You have to go home with her. That's the angel. The devil's going, oh my God, you have Michigan plus 7.5. It's a lock. Cha-ching. Yeah, early line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app was 9. It dropped down to 7.5. Michigan getting 7.5. Ironically, that's the same number they were getting from the Buckeyes. It's funny when I told buddies, hey, the game's on New Year's Eve. They're like, oh, really? Why isn't it on New Year's Day? I thought it was always on New Year's Day. Because you know the wives and girlfriends have already made plans for New Year's Eve. Booked a hotel.
I don't want any sports around.
This is before Michigan is in the Final Four.
Honey, we're going to a little bed and breakfast. And guess what? They don't have a TV anywhere. It will be just us and 5 other couples. And we're going to do a cheese tasting at 5, wine tasting at 6, and we're baking our own bread at 7.
You're like, what are we doing at 8?
And you know what? They have no Wi-Fi, and they turn off cell service within 10 miles of the bed and breakfast, so you really feel isolated. Well, honey, I want you to know that I'm driving down to the nearest sports bar and watching the game.
Oh, you know, and I've heard it, Superfly, from about 10 dudes, that the wife has, either it's the hotel room with like 10 other couples, it's, you know, going out and you're, you know, a band and dancing, and you're going to be stuck in a bathroom stall watching the game. Oh, this is unbelievable that Michigan's in the Final Four. First unranked team to start a season that has made it to the Final Four. And Georgia is formidable. I like their offense. I don't love their offense. Their defense is solid. Michigan's strengths are their offensive line, their D-line, and all their athletes are stepping up. What about Edwards in that halfback throw? What about J.J. McCarthy running step for step, if not in front of Corum on that long TD run? Michigan is peaking right now. Now, again, the 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks off, I think that hurts Michigan. You'd rather be playing this week if you were Michigan. You'd want to play Georgia Saturday night. Georgia gets annihilated by Alabama. And let's be honest, Alabama has struggled against LSU, against Auburn, Arkansas, lost at Texas A&M. They've given up a lot of points. I think Michigan's offense is better than Georgia. I'm even looking ahead to the national championship game on January 10th in Indy. Could you imagine if Michigan beats Georgia in Miami and they're coming back to the Midwest? And they could win the Big Ten championship and the national championship, both in Indy. Yeah, Alabama, Georgia, and Indy on January 10th is going to be a big draw for people who live where it's 70 degrees. Unbelievable. The Lions, all 5 D1 teams are going bowling, Eastern, Western, Central, Michigan, Michigan State. Western beat Pitt. I know Pitt had some COVID issues, a listener told me, but they still beat them. And Narduzzi, the former Michigan State D coordinator, their head coach. I did a Facebook Live earlier this morning. You can see it and listen to it. It's up on the Huge Show Facebook page. I don't know how many Michigan State fans are going to go make the trip to Atlanta to play Pitt and watch them. It's a Thursday night. I think it's, what is it, the 29th? Is that correct? Yeah, the 27th is the Quick Lane Bowl. Is it the 29th or the 30th for the Peach Bowl Superfly? I think it's a Thursday night before everything, the New Year's Six Bowl. It's the 30th. That's what I thought. Yeah, 27th is the Quick Lane Bowl where Western is playing Nevada in downtown Detroit. Will the Michigan State fan go to Atlanta to watch Michigan State play Pitt? I'm not feeling it. I'm curious how many will go. Because that Pitt-Michigan State is one of the worst bowl matchups. I like it because Michigan State can win it. People are like, oh, you know, Pickett, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, is going to, you know, tear them up. And I'm like, no. You know, State beat Penn State in the snow. They beat Michigan. Why would you think they're not going to beat Pitt in a neutral site? And for Pitt, that's a Steelers town. You watch that Ravens game on Sunday. I don't think all of Pittsburgh is behind Pitt. They might be on the bandwagon. I don't think they're traveling. That's my first thought, because I thought Michigan State was going to go to the Fiesta out in Arizona and get maybe ND or Oklahoma State. I don't like it from a sexy matchup point of view, but if you're a Michigan State fan, you're Mel Tucker, you have a chance to beat them and finish with 11 wins. 11 wins. And I did see, speaking of Coach Tucker, he got another Region Coach of the Year award. How? I know he beat Harbaugh, but Harbaugh beat Ohio State, won the Big Ten, was unranked to start the season, his job was on the line. And I get, and you know, I've been behind Tucker and even said they go 8-4. Few people predicted that. But how is he Coach of the Year over Harbaugh? How? Did he win a championship? Oh, well, they were projected for 4.5 wins. Okay. So he got to 10, didn't beat Ohio State, got embarrassed by Ohio State. Michigan beat them, won the Big Ten championship. Harbaugh had one. I know he lost to Tucker, but you tell me how Harbaugh is not Coach of the Year, not only in the Big Ten, not in a coach's region, but in America. He took a pay cut, which is unheard of with coaches. And all of you, and I get on Twitter right now, oh, if you never supported, it's like Campbell yesterday in game, how many people were trashing him after the 4th-and-1 call, and then afterwards you're like, he's my coach, he's my coach. It's like Hammer and Hank Hayes and Rockford at the mini horse and mini sheep farm. That's what fans do. You were ripping Harbaugh a year ago. A lot of you wanted him gone. Yeah, go delete your tweets right now. I got ways of knowing if they're there. I do. I know people who know people. That's what sports fans do. Somebody sent me a little meme or, you know, a little video that showed a gymnast flipping, and they said, this is huge on his sports predictions. We all do it. The Lions game yesterday was a perfect example. Oh, Dan Campbell needs to go. He's portrayed. It's the fans, everybody, me. The minute I send out the tweet, I'm tired of this clown show, they go right down the field and score and win the game. And I'm thinking of is going, good timing on the tweet, Bill. Good timing. Same with Harbaugh. You Michigan fans, just be honest with yourself. You were questioning, wondering, everything. Chris Ballas told us, if you remember in August, Superfly, right? They did a poll at thewolverine.com. Thus, you know where they stand on what team. And it was 65% that said Michigan now is a basketball school not a football school. 65% of Michigan fans in August of 2021. Today, Michigan has fell out of the top 25. They were a preseason choice to win the Big Ten with Purdue, who is the new number one team in the AP college basketball top 25. Michigan State is 19. Michigan has fallen out, even though they did look good against San Diego State on Saturday. They're out of the top 25. That was in August, folks. That was the Michigan fans who pay to interact and read behind the wall at thewolverine.com. So we all do it, man. But right now, it's a beautiful thing. Lions have a W. Feels good for everybody who follows the Lions. Michigan's in the Final Four. State's in a New Year's Six Bowl. They could win 11 games. Life is pretty darn good on this Monday for everything connected to football in the state of Michigan. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company. Pretty cool idea for the holidays. Get someone who loves their car, truck, SUV, snowmobile, motorcycle, ATV, and more. Get them a gift card at your local Auto Value store. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. I think Doug Skeen is standing by. Let's go talk to the five-time Big Ten champion, four-time Rose Bowler, former Michigan offensive lineman, Douglas Jackson Jeffrey Skeen. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Bill. It feels like with all the craziness that's gone on in the world in the last couple of years and continues to go on, at least there's something that feels just right about the events of the last few days. It just feels like things are normal again for a lot of us old Michigan guys.
Yeah, and it's across the board. It's what Michigan did to Iowa Saturday night. It's the Lions getting their first win in a miracle
fashion. It's the tributes to Tate Myrie in Oxford and nationally and locally and statewide. And it really was a feel-good weekend that no matter who you cheer for, even Michigan State, who's in the New Year's Six Bowl against Narduzzi and Pitt, it was a great weekend for sports and life. It was.
No doubt about it. I mean, all the way around, you just went down the list. And absolutely, Michigan State gets rewarded for their incredible season. They get to go play in the New Year's Day Bowl, and that'll be exciting for Spartan fans, and I'll be watching that one as well. But it just feels like, you know what, this state and everything we've gone through with our teams in the last few years, and speaking of just Michigan and Michigan State, it feels like, wow, this was long overdue. It was a really relieving and enjoyable Saturday evening.
I hear it in your voice, Doug, because I know you bleed maize and blue. I mentioned five-time champion with your redshirt year, late 80s, early 90s, four-time Rose Bowler. That tradition lives inside your soul. And to see where Michigan football really has been the last 17, 18 years, up and down, the Ohio State dominance in the rivalry, the Michigan State transformation that started with D'Antonio, to have Michigan now Big Ten champions, fresh off a win before that over Ohio State, and now in that big boy group sitting at that table that every Michigan fan has dreamed of, it's a reality.
It finally is, and it feels like, you know, for those of us that have been watching Michigan football closely over the last years, we've had the talent to do it. And we can go down the list of how many guys Jim Harbaugh has put into the NFL off of the previous teams he's had since being in Ann Arbor, and there's a lot of them. A lot of really good football players have come through this program, but they never were able to put together that magical recipe of how to build a championship team before they left to go play in the NFL. And what's so gratifying about this team is there's obviously a lot of NFL talent on it as well. Maybe the number one pick all over with Aiden Hutchinson, but this team found a way to get that magic sauce I keep talking about that takes good teams and makes them great. And it was a great thing to watch.
You know, you mentioned those previous teams, and there was an interesting interview with Harbaugh, I think right after the game, with Jenny Taff, where he talked about the talent that was there in 15 and 16, and I think he said 18, if I'm not wrong, if not 19. And it almost was like a shout-out that he knew he had the talent to do what he did with this team, but it just never came together for whatever reason each of those groups had.
Yeah, and I think you talked about the reason a little bit. I know the interview you're talking about, Bill, and Jim has talked about it, and I can tell you that those of us former players that were privileged enough to be on championship teams, we know what it is. You can see it when you watch them play. These guys care about each other. They care about the team, and they want to win for the team, and that is a stepping stone to get to championship-level football. And Harbaugh went down the list of all the players, and they're obvious, and we don't need to do that now because it's so obvious. But this is how great teams are built, and you got to have the talent. Obviously, you got to have the talent, and Jim has had that. But this team found a way to take the talent to the next level with a bunch of guys that care for each other, that are playing hard for each other. You can see it when they celebrate together on the field, on the sideline. They like each other, and that is the magical difference. And I think it's easy for us to say, well, that's all you got to do is get a team to care about each other and you can win a championship. Really easy to say, not so easy to actually do.
Doug Skeen, former Michigan offensive lineman, late 80s, early 90s. His latest Michigan football podcast is up with Chris Ballas at thewolverine.com. So you check the box first with beating Ohio State. Then the other box on winning the division. Next box, the domination of Iowa. Incredible play calling by Gattis. Mike McDonald would blitz like crazy, not let Iowa get comfortable at all on offense after that maybe first series. And now you get the selection Sunday, and you're going to play Georgia. And Georgia doesn't have a watch party. Alabama doesn't have a watch party. These teams, hey, we're in the Final Four. It's business as usual. Michigan is playing with house money. They're a big underdog. 7.5 points on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board against Georgia. We'll be in Miami. I think I get the Georgia fan loves a bold trip, but I believe the Michigan fan will do everything they can to take over that stadium.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's Georgia, it's like ho-hum, you know, for those guys. They expect to be here every year. They're just looking at this as just another step to get to where they want to be. For us Michigan fans, it's quite different. There should be a high level of excitement. And I tell you, I know Las Vegas has that line out there at 7, 7.5 points, but I watched Georgia play enough to know that, yeah, they've got great football players all over their field too, but there's nothing that I've seen that says we cannot beat them. I think their offense is very defensible with the tools we have on our team. Obviously, you got to stop that really good receiver there, tight end number 19. I forget his name, but and they'll have a running back and they got offensive linemen. But Bill, I've watched enough of these these top teams here in the last month to say the way Michigan is playing right now, and the way our defense and the adjustments that we've seen Michigan make after halftime in these games, and even before then, I feel pretty good about our chances going into this playoff, and I think anything can happen.
By the way, Brock Bowers is, I think, the best tight end in America, freshman out of Napa, California. And I will say there was something Iowa was doing earlier, and I know McDonald adjusted, but their tight ends were getting open a lot on the Michigan linebackers. That was early in the game, and Michigan's defense held, and Iowa couldn't get it going. But, you know, it's house money here, man. I know the Michigan fan now wants a national championship, but I do not think there was or is the pressure for Michigan to beat Georgia like there was to beat Iowa and also take care of business against Ohio State.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Bill. I think that the team has transitioned from trying to get to annual goals of beating the rivals and winning a Big Ten to now all of a sudden people are looking at Michigan nationally as, oh, that's a cute story that Michigan's figured out a way to win. Let's turn that page and get on to Alabama-Georgia part two of this season. And I think you got a Michigan team in Ann Arbor that probably senses that from the head coach all the way down to the bottom of the roster there. These guys know that no one's going to be picking them to win. And once again, Michigan was doubted all year long. You heard Hutch say after the game, a lot of people didn't think they could do this, and they're going to continue to think that. And I think that plays exactly right into one of the things that has driven this team and will continue to drive them as we get closer to this game here against Georgia.
Just a quick thought on what you've seen from Georgia before I let you go. And Doug Skeen, former Wolverine offensive lineman, listened to the podcast with Chris Ballas on the Big Ten championship win at thewolverine.com. What's the biggest concern, I think, obviously, for me would be that Georgia defense. But yeah, Michigan's strength has been in that offensive line and their defense. What concerns you the most about Michigan beating Georgia?
Well, if you notice, Bill, in the game against Iowa, Iowa clearly was prepared to protect their linebackers from our offensive linemen and tight ends from getting up to them to block them in our base run packages and in our base run offense. Georgia will try to find ways to do the same thing. Iowa finally got caught. There's the ever-elusive defensive line holding penalty, which is rarely called, but that's why we couldn't get to those linebackers. I'm sure Georgia will do, maybe something similar to try to protect those guys. It comes down to the basics, Bill, and it always does. The uncovered lineman in a double team has got to get down on the hip of that guy, that good defensive lineman of theirs, all of them are, and get some movement at the line of scrimmage. If you can do that, you can get to linebackers cleanly and safely. You get to them, now you got a chance. And I think Michigan's going to have its greatest test yet. Down there in Miami, it'll be warm, and you're going to face a defensive line and linebackers that have been as good as you'll see all year, probably the best you've seen all year. And it goes back to the fundamentals. You got to put your feet where they belong. But I think Michigan can move the ball on this team. They're going to have to get some passing game going, some midterm passing game down the field to loosen that defense up, because as you saw, Iowa was way committed to stopping that run, and they did for a while. And then we finally loosened them up and we're getting the linebackers later in that game and blew it open. But I don't think this is an impossible task, Bill. I think Michigan can score on Georgia.
Doug Skeen, listen to the Michigan football podcast at thewolverine.com that he does each and every week with Chris Ballas. The Big Ten championship game podcast is up at thewolverine.com. Doug, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon and get your prediction on the game.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Doug Skeen, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan Athletics, and get ready for the college football playoff with quality licensed official team gear, a huge selection. Always had that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. Later, Jim Brandstatter, hey, guess what? His career is not over. Broadcasting Michigan games, he still has one, if not two, left. We'll talk about the win over Iowa, look ahead to Georgia. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com. On Michigan State basketball up to 19 in the AP Top 25, Michigan has fallen out. And also Spartan football off to Atlanta, taking on a former Spartan defensive coordinator and Pat Narduzzi in the Pitt Panthers. And then Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, on win one of the Campbell era. And Jeff Risden from TheLionsWire.com and one of the co-hosts on the Detroit Lions podcast on YouTube. Within 20 minutes, will one lead to two, three? What if they win out? They are not mathematically eliminated from playoff contention, believe it or not. Because the Niners lost yesterday to Seattle. That is a fact. I am being honest. I'm telling you, my son Ace told me that this morning. They are not, he said because Washington won, came back and hit the field goal to beat the Raiders, and Seattle beat the Niners 30-23. You want to join in your thoughts on Michigan winning the Big Ten title, Spartans in Atlanta, Lions first win, a lot to talk about. Join us live at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with the lock of the year. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either New England or Buffalo. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. All you have to do is use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. And if either New England or Buffalo scores a touchdown, you're a winner. It's that easy. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Always use promo code HUGE when you download the app. Get in on the action tonight, Bills and the Patriots. New users, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code HUGE, bet $1 on either team to score tonight, and you'll score $100 in free bets. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that promo code HUGE. Taking your thoughts on Michigan's Big Ten championship domination of Iowa, off to the Final Four, Lions' first win, and Michigan State playing Narduzzi and Pitt in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. Join us at 1-866-838-HUGE. I also invite everybody to go to the Huge Show Facebook page and add Huge Show on Twitter, where the Huge Show and Mr. Car Wash are teaming up to give a holiday gift to someone you know. Nominate a person that has helped you or others this year. Let us know their story. That's The Huge Show on Facebook. Add Huge Show on Twitter. We'll randomly draw one name on December 16th, who will get the one-year unlimited wash pass for their vehicle, courtesy of Mr. Car Wash and The Huge Show. And Mr. Car Wash, they're adding locations almost every day all across the Huge Radio Network for the one close to you. And to get your own unlimited wash pass now that winter is here, go to MrCarWash.com. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need is free at TheHugeShow.net.
Big, bad, huge.